So, what inspired your dad to coach women's basketball in a time when the sport didn't receive as much recognition or support? Or, you know, did the Porter Wildwood community, were they very supportive of their teams?
I would have to say the whole Blount County community was very supportive of women's basketball because there were really, really good teams, not only at Porter, but at Wallen, at Friendsville, at Everett, at Lanier. We had all of these smaller community high schools that and very, very competitive and successful coaches at most of those schools. So I would have to say that Blount County, the whole county, the whole community showed great support of their community schools. And Porter, Wildwood community was probably the best because I think with the success of the girls program, that just really increased the support of those communities. So,
and I saw a clipping where when the 67 team came back, 1,000 people
yes.
were at Midland Center to
yes.
greet them.
Yes, it was crazy. And, you know, they had a parade. And
Oh, my goodness.
It was just really exciting, you know, to come back to.
I was floored
yeah.
when I saw the clipping.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big thing.
And I don't know if that was the one that was over at Midland or
it
not.
It was in Midland.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
where they had set up the
yeah.
the stage for
yeah.
all the girls and the players, and everybody was up on the stage and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was right when Midland was opened, I think.
Yeah. It was a big deal.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
You know, I went to see the Heritage Girls this year. They came back, you know. And they had a police escort.
Oh,
and
good.
And
I hope they
I just
did
went
something.
To the school to see them.
Uh-huh.
You know? They had about 150, 200, and I couldn't help thinking, you know.
This is, I mean, that's a huge deal for them because that's the first time they've ever won.
Ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
No, I. Yeah. But, okay. So, what were some of the biggest challenges your dad faced as a women's basketball coach in the 60s? And how did he handle them?
Biggest challenges. Mm-hmm. I don't know that he felt like that was a challenge. He was also the principal at
uh-huh.
the school. So I think, you know, that maybe because he wasn't just a coach. He
right.
was also a guidance counselor and a teacher and
uh-huh.
probably juggling and handling all those responsibilities and jobs as well as the team practicing and family and just
uh-huh.
enough time to do everything that needed to be done. As far as the basketball challenges themselves, I don't know that he ever really talked about that. Just focus. Mm-hmm. It was just a normal thing for him to do.
Right. many players that I've interviewed mentioned that Coach Johnson's personality and work ethic really helped them succeed at multiple levels, not just in basketball, but on different levels. How do you think your dad's coaching philosophy shaped his teams?
I think that's a good statement because he did have such a good work ethic. And again, high expectations, not only of himself, but of his players and their families, wanting to be successful, not only on the basketball court, but also in the classroom and in their future lives and whatever they wanted to do with the rest of their lives. And he really, I think, encouraged education and going on after high school with a lot of his players. And I think even after they went to college, they would get back in touch with him and just say, hey, I'm doing great, or I've got this problem. I think they checked in with him even after they graduated from high school, just to let him know how they were doing. And they stayed in touch. And he stayed in touch with them,
mm-hmm.
too.
It was an investment.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, I understand that. Do you recall any stories or moments that highlight Coach Johnson's passion for coaching and his dedication to his players? I know you mentioned a couple of things already.
Mm-hmm. trying to think of any stories. Well, I do have one little story at Doris Rogers. Do you know Doris? I don't know if you know Doris.
I am actually getting ready to, start with the interview process with her.
She got her teaching degree, and she played professional, and she'll tell you all about it, at Nashville Business College when she left high school. Then she got her teaching degree, and then she went on to coach girls basketball at McGavick High School. And my sophomore year in high school, Porter played McGavick at the state tournament. McGavick was the largest high school in the state at that time. They had thousands of students, and we had Porter, who had 250 maybe in high school. But that was Porter beat McGavick in that game. It was not a finals. It was like a semifinals or something.
But still, that's a
but
huge,
it was yeah, yeah. It was it was. But I just remember after the game, him talking to Doris, you know, and just it was just like, okay, we're competitive and we're competing, but you're still my girl.
Mm-hmm. So, yep. I like that. I'm also a little bit tickled that you guys won.